Garfield? Hey, wait a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
Friends are there
to help you get started, to give you a push on your way.
Friends are there
to turn you around, get your feet on the ground for a brand new day.
They'll pick you up when you're down.
Help you swallow your pride when something inside's got to break on through to the other side.
Friends are someone you can open up to
when you feel like you're ready to flip.
When you've got the world on your shoulder,
friends are there to give you a tip.
Friends are there when you need them. They're even there when you don't.
For a walk in the park, for a shot in the dark, friends are there.
I don't care.
But friends will care for you.
Sell your remote control. I'm the best thing on. Arbuckle, door. So hard to find good help.
Hello.
Is this the John Arbuckle residence?
Must be John's new dating service.
I'm the lady from Lobster on Wings, and this is my destination. I have for you a fresh Maine lobster from clear across the nation. It's a gift from your Aunt Tilly and Uncle Mitchell, too. A great big juicy lobster sent especially for you. Enjoy. For this, I went to college.
Nice meeting you.
Lobster? That sounds highly edible. Odie, quit drooling all over my thrill of cooking book. Let's see, lobster Thermidor, lobster Provençal, broiled lobster, baked lobster. Stay out of my daydream.
To prepare lobster, plunge into boiling water for 8 to 10 minutes. Ooh, stand by for the gastronomical treat of your lives, boys. Ow! It bit me! It's alive!
My heroes. When they say fresh, they mean fresh. En garde! You're lucky Aunt Tilly didn't send you a fresh shark.
Just a momentary delay here while I get the water boiling. Yeah! Now I gotcha! Ah! Garfield! Odie! Help!
Come on, Odie.
Fetch!
He's not as stupid as he looks. But then again, who could be? This calls for the scientific approach.
Arr, any last words before you walk the plank, matey?
Pirate talk. What a way to go. I'm not going to do your dirty work for you, fella.
All right, I'll have to do it myself. Okay, here goes. I can't do it. I've lost my appetite anyway.
And me, a card-carrying carnivore.
I'm going to send it back. Then someone else will eat him. I'm calling the city aquarium. We'll find it a good home.
This isn't the beach. Get out of my sandbox. This could turn into a desperate situation. Show off.
City Aquarium? Yes, I was wondering if you'd like a large lobster for your exhibit.
Yeah, I'm sorry, sir, but we've got all the lobsters we need right now thanks to some stupid company called Lobster on Wings.
Okay, thanks.
Do lobsters make good pets?
I've become attached to them.
The encyclopedia said that a lobster likes the cold waters of the Atlantic Ocean and that its favorite food is dead fish. Tuna-flavored cat food?
Yeah, that's as dead as a fish gets.
Here, boy. Come on, boy. Come on. Nice lobster. He should have a name. How about Thurm? After my favorite dish, lobster Thermidor.
We in the animal kingdom know that naming one's food tends to spoil one's appetite for it.
Well, we're a little selfish when it comes to shellfish. It's so nice to have a lobster around the house.
We share a fascination for our cuddly crustacean. It's so nice to have a lobster around the house.
You're such fun, Thermy, the perkiest of pets. If we want to dance flamenco, you've got the castanets.
And people smile as across their lawns we pass. Cause with each step your pinchers cut their grass.
You have the wisdom of the deep.
And you even let me sleep. Cause you're as quiet as a spider or a mouse.
It's so nice.
Totally nice.
Yes, it's nice to have a lobster around the house.
Yeah, Thurm. Roll the ball back, Thurm. I know, Odie. Thurm's not feeling very well.
He hasn't eaten anything since he got here.
We can't let him die. He's family.
Come on, boys. We're going to take Thurm home.
Oh, yes, sir. We have a commuter flight to Maine leaving within the hour. That's one adult and two children. Carry on luggage only, okay?
Good grief.
You're home, Thurm. You're free.
I hope it's not too late.
I hope he's happy now.
Who needs a lazy, self-centered, ungrateful pet like that anyway? I'm gonna miss him, too.
I think we should have dinner at a salad bar tonight in honor of Thurm.
Good idea. But let's not get too friendly with the pasta salad, okay?
Mayday! Hide me! Save me from a fate approximately equal to death! Oh, hell!
Wait, stop it. You're always panicking. Now tell me just what is so scary. Hey, Orson, I just got a new joke book.
You're right, Wade. That is dangerous.
Hey, Orson, what's the big... Crash!
Why the panic?
It's a red alert.
Roy has a new joke book. So the three sailors say to the blue rhinoceros,
I told you, we should have had disaster drills for this.
Some people don't appreciate fine humor. That's a good one. Oh, funny. Looks like it's all clear.
Phew, that was a close one. Coming, Wade?
I'm going to wait to make sure it's safe. Like until Thursday. Rum dummy dum hum dummy dum dum dum. Gee, it's safe up here on this hill. Nothing can harm me. Unless, of course, I fall down the hill and there's nothing there, you foolish duck. I'm all alone. I'm.
Ah, 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 ah.
Help again! Repeat a previous cry for help, only more so! Help! Emergency, Orson! Major emergency! The majorest of major emergencies!
Wade, you've got to stop panicking over every little thing.
This is a little thing?
Hello there, me, Earth Pig. Friendly. My name, Orson.
We are from the planet Clarion. We are here for your humor.
Our humor?
Humor is a devastating weapon in our quadrant of space. With your humor, we can rule our planet. Commence the humor suction.
But you can't take our humor. We need our humor.
It is a powerful weapon to us and of no practical use to you.
I sense a song cue coming up.
What would the world be without humor? Boring. Boring. Yeah, without a laugh, what would we be doing? Snoring. Snoring. If you're feeling blue, laughter is the best thing to make you feel good and to let your heart sing. The world needs all the music that laughter can bring. How can you think jokes aren't funny? You're so strange, Joe. Laughter can make a cloudy day sunny. Presto, change-o. There can be humor in all that we see.
Imagine not laughing now. How could that be? Just look at this guy. He's fatter than me. Fatter than me.
But we have to have humor. What will the world be like without laughter?
A lot like cable TV.
We have to stop them, Orson.
Yeah, do something.
That's it. They said humor is a weapon where they come from. We just have to make them laugh.
Show them my paycheck.
No, Roy, your joke books. Quick, read them jokes. If we can make them laugh, they'll disintegrate.
Bum comes up to me, says I haven't had a bite in a week, so I bit him.
What do you get when you cross a crocodile and an abalone? You get a crock of baloney.
Man goes to a doctor. He says, Doc, it hurts when I do this. The doctor says, don't do that.
One kangaroo says to another, I hope it doesn't rain. I hate when the kids played inside.
I wouldn't say he's fat, but when he sits around the house, he really sits around the house.
When I had my operation, the doctor left a sponge in me. It doesn't hurt, but boy, do I get thirsty.
How do you avoid falling hands?
Step aside.
Why does Santa Claus have three gardens? So he can ho, ho, ho.
Why do elephants have wrinkles? Well, have you ever tried to iron one?
My doctor has a great plan. If you can't afford the operation, he touches up your x-rays. It didn't work.
They didn't crack a guffaw.
Well, I guess that's it for the world. Too bad. I always liked this place.
Suction machine and went home.
We did it, guys. We saved humor. Now there will be laughter in the world again.
Listen to this one. What did one casket say to the other casket? Is that you, Coffin?
Maybe we were too late.
Now
And now it's time for Screaming with Binky. Of all the jobs in the world, none demands as much patience and as steady a hand as diamond cutting. For 3 years now, Charles K. Underberger has studied every facet of the fabulous, fabled Kloppman diamond. If he succeeds, he will split this priceless gem into two priceless gems, each worth millions. If he fails, he'll shatter the diamond into worthless dust. Time for absolute quiet.
Diamond Cutter, what you doing? Gee, looks like you blew it! Gee, looks like I blew it!
We'll be right back without Binky. Violation of a dangerous criminal type, too cute for his own good. Touch anything in this ice box and I'll fax you to Abu Dhabi.
It's not for me, Garfield. It's for my guppy. How much could a guppy eat?
I don't know. He looks kind of hungry to me. Don't you know how dangerous guppies can be, Nermal?
Guppies dangerous? That's funny, Garfield.
Haven't you heard about the giant mutant guppy creatures that lurk in the sewers?
Garfield!
It's true. It started years ago. Children would get guppies they didn't want as presents.
Fooey, I wanted a T-bill or the Kloppman diamond.
So they'd get rid of them. Down they'd go into the sewer. Down with all the chemicals and household cleaners folks pour out. The chemicals had a strange effect on all these guppies, and before you knew it, our sewers were all full of giant, radioactive, mutant guppies.
That's not true, Garfield. You're making that up. I don't believe it. There's no such thing as giant mutant guppies.
If you want to keep someone out of your food, give them something to occupy their minds. Nermal's dumb enough to actually believe that silly legend about the guppies.
There's no such thing as giant mutant guppies. Now, don't you grow any. What if there are giant mutant guppies in the sewers living under the street? Garfield!
Yikes! Don't do that!
Garfield, I can't sleep. I keep seeing giant radioactive mutant guppies coming out of the sewer to get me.
Nermal, I was fibbing.
Fibbing?
All right, lying. There are no giant mutant guppies. Go to sleep.
I can't sleep, Garfield. I want you to take me out and show me that there are no giant mutant guppies in the sewer.
Not for all the manicotti in Italy. Go to sleep.
Garfield, I'm not going to let you sleep until you show me. Okay, Garfield, you asked for it. Binky's Greatest Hits, a six-album set.
Oh, no, not that. You win. Let's go check the sewer. Come on, I'll prove to you there are no giant mutant guppies.
Garfield! Where did you go? Oh, there you are.
Come on, I'll show you there are no giant mutant guppies and then I can go to bed.
I guess it was kind of silly, Garfield. I can see there are no giant mutants.
Gee, I must be hungry.
That wasn't your tummy, Garfield! Giant mutant guppies!
Here, eat something cute. There. They're sealed in.
Garfield, is this a dream sequence? Please tell me it's a dream sequence.
Just a second. My bed. It's empty. No, I'm afraid this is not a dream sequence.
Garfield, what are we gonna do?
There's only one solution. It's not pretty, but it's gotta be done. Wait here. This'll eliminate him. I've been saving it for an emergency like this.
Is that a super secret formula to combat radioactive mutation?
No. It's tartar sauce. Nerma, quick, find me about 600 pieces of lemon. And I was in the mood for seafood. They're being swept to the river.
Where do you think they'll end up, Garfield?
By morning, they'll be miles from here. Trust me, you'll never see him again. Which is just as well. Because where would I ever find enough French fries to go with them?
Oh, Orson, could I make a wish?
This isn't a wishing well, Wade.
Oh, please, Orson. Just one teensy-weensy wish.
Wade, this is an ordinary well. It's connected to the river, and it brings water to us.
Please, Orson!
All right, go ahead.
I wish that nothing else would ever scare me.
Giant radioactive mutant guppies!
Come on, guys. Let's go see if we can get a guest shot on the Muppet Babies. What do you say?